ॐ ज्ञानतिम्रन्धस्याचनञ्चनाशलाकाय चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा माय ददाति स्वयं पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहगजातं सहगन रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साद्भूतं परिचनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगन ललिता श्रीविशाखां वितं तं सजीवं वंशकल्पतरुभयश्चां कृपा सिन्धुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्णा करुण सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी कृष्णभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सादि गौर भक्त बिंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 25 टेक्स्ट नंबर 46 The characteristics of King Puranjana. Panchadwarastu Purastayam. Panchadwarastu Purastayam. Dakshinayika Tathotara. दक्षिणायिका तथोतरा पश्चिमे द्वयमुषं ते पश्चिमे द्वे अमुषं त्वे नमानि नृपवर्णने नमामि नृपवर्णये पञ्चद्वारस्तु पौरस्त्या दक्षिणिका तथोतरा पश्चिमे द्वि अंशं ते नमामि नृपवर्णये पञ्चद्वारस्तु पौरस्य दक्षिणैका तथोतरा पश्चिमे द्वि अमुषं ते नमानि नृपवर्णये पञ्च फाइव द्वारस डोर्स टू Then, Paurastaya, facing the eastern side, Dakshina, southern, Eka, one, Tatha, also, Uttara, one towards the north, Panchime, similarly, on the western side, Dvei, two, Amusa, of them, Te, Unto you, Namami, names, Nepa, O King, Varnaye, I shall describe. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear king, of the nine doors, five lead towards the eastern side, one towards the northern side, one towards the southern side, and two towards the western side. I shall try to give you the names of these different doors. Of the seven doors of the surface, on the surface, namely the two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and one mouth, five look forward, and they are described as doors facing the eastern side. Similarly, looking forward means seeing sun. These are described as the eastern gates, for the sun rises in the east. The gates on the northern side and the gates on the southern side represent the two ears, and the two gates facing the western side represents the rectum and the genitals. All the doors and gates are described here. Hare Krishna. So we are describing a city, the city of enjoyment. And what is the city? The body. So this is our misconception. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare for the class. I was told last minute that I'll be giving a class. And it's surprising that you don't really understand what you have lived in for about 50 years. So let's actually put a understanding to it. We have been through many of these bodies, sometimes in a human form, sometimes in an animal form, right? And as Prabhupada said, that actually trying to enjoy in this body is just like, you know, when you have sugar cane, we eat that, there's no taste left, there's no rust left, and we are continuing to enjoy that, right? And this is the message that Narada Muni is trying to actually give, that we have to understand what this body is. It is not a place of enjoyment, right? This body has given to us by Krishna. This body is part of... So how do you understand this? The main thing about what we have to understand is the consciousness. Because it's all about consciousness. That's why Prabhupada has named our movement Krishna Consciousness. So we can, if you understand things properly, and then everything changes. The activity doesn't change. Does that make sense? You still do the same thing, but your consciousness changes and the result changes. Right? So what we have to do is how to change our consciousness. And rather than my the bodily consciousness, we have to transform it to Krishna consciousness. So there's three ways to understand Krishna. Krishna appears in three forms. The first one is Brahman. The second one is Paramatma. And the third one is Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan. So these are the three ways you can understand Krishna. Right? So, what is Brahman? Brahman is the effulgence of Krishna, which is full of Krishna's qualities. So, you have to understand that what Brahman is Krishna's qualities. Right? So, in the beginning, it's only Brahman. Right? And then later on, it transforms into the material world. So, what is the material world? It's actually Brahman. Now, it has taken forms. So how does it take forms? The energy of the Lord, right? The internal potency. She transforms and takes forms. And why does she take forms? To actually show the qualities of Krishna. So when you see a flower, for example, right? You look at a flower. It has a form. The form has been taken by the energy of the Lord. But what is the flower trying to portray? Beauty, fragrance, right? These are the qualities. So whose qualities are these? Krishna. So Krishna is actually trying to show these qualities, right? The energy of the Lord is trying to show Krishna's quality by taking different forms. So if you understand this, right, then whatever you see, you can see Krishna in there. So rather than looking at the forms, you start looking at the qualities of Krishna, right? So for example, we want to build a house. Why do you want to build a house? Right? You might want to have some prestige or something like that, right? I've got a very nice house, I've got the biggest house of all the people, you know. It's so beautiful, they've got a nice garden, everything, right? So what you are looking for is prestige in there, right? But if you build that beautiful house and nobody appreciates it, do you think you really like that house? They said, oh, look at this house, it's no good, you know, he stole the money, he built it, nobody appreciates it, they talk bad about you. Will you really like that house? Right? So all of a sudden this house, which is beautiful, right? And you don't like it. Because you are not actually looking for the house, you are looking for that quality, the Krishna's quality, that's prestige. Right? And you can get the prestige in many ways. Right, you can do many things that you can get the same quality of Krishna. So what we forget is that we are actually looking for the forms. Right, a husband builds a nice house, right, and he expects the wife and the children to be happy. But he's working so hard, this is hardly home. You know, are they happy? What are the family looking for? They're looking for relationship. Relationship means, you know, you have to work for that. So if you want relationship, this is what you have to understand. First thing is that if you want a relationship, you have to understand whom you want to get a relationship with. Now if you get the relationship, try to build a relation with something that is temporary, what's going to happen? Your relationship will also be temporary. So as we know that this body is temporary, right? We are going after the form, right? We are going after this body. Is that what you really want?
No.
No. And if you know that body is temporary, then would you really invest so much time into that? Right? But isn't that what we do every day? Right? So if you have this knowledge, then you can understand, okay, what is temporary and what is permanent? The body is temporary and the soul is eternal. It's always there, right? So what basically happens is that if you can understand this, if you have this knowledge, then rather than building a relationship with the body, you're going to try to build a relationship with the soul. Because the soul is eternal, right? So then all of a sudden you start seeing things completely differently. I'm not this body, the other person is not this body, this body is there for a temporary period of time, after this body diminishes, you know, they're going to get another body. And the soul moves on, and our relationship breaks. This is why we have been married so many times, we have relationships so many times, you know, right? And what happens? At the time of death, everything is taken away, right? So this is the knowledge we need to get. So first thing you have to understand, that we want to build a relationship. Because if there is no relationship, then there is nothing. Right? So we have to find out the best person to build a relationship with. Right? And so you can see this, right? So if you, who is the best person to have a relationship with?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anybody else? Krishna. Krishna. Huh? So the same person. Two different moods. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always thinking about
Krishna.
So what do you want? What is he teaching us?
Thinking.
So we should be thinking about Krishna too, right? So how do you do that? So when you look at relationship, you have to understand that you need to have an inspiration. That's the first thing you need in relationship. So you look at something and you get attracted to it, right? And say, okay, this looks good. So how do you get attracted to something? It's by knowledge, by looking through our senses. So if you look at Radha Vallabhadevi, they say, oh, they're really beautiful, right? If they dress like every day, you know, and we can be part of that, we can dress them and everything, and then if they have it, then we can also have it, you know. So we can also be dressed like this. Okay, yeah. I think he's cool, right? So let's get inspired in this, right? So what is the next thing you do? Right? You try to contemplate on it, right? Which means you try to get knowledge on it. Okay, who is Radha Vallabha, right? Okay. So Ahead he spoke Bhagavad Gita, so let's read Bhagavad Gita, right? So that the more you know about that person, the more attachment you get. So first thing in relationship is inspiration, and then it leads to attachment. So when you get attached to somebody, right? For example, I might say, okay, this is a nice car, right? You're driving on the road and you see a nice Ferrari car. So this is a nice car. But if you don't get inspired by it, you might appreciate it, right? Then there's no attachment to it. But if you like that car and you start finding about it, eventually you get attached to it. And then what do? The next thing? You want to buy that car, right? So then you do an endeavor. So this is how the relationship works, right? So when you do an endeavor, right? So you go and say, Krishna, okay, let's see. He eats something, so let's offer him something. So what do you offer him? Whatever you eat, right? Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 3rd chapter, what is it all about? Right? So there's 2 ways of doing devotional service. What are the 2 ways that is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita?
Bhakti Yoga and Karma Yoga.
Bhakti Yoga and Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga means whatever you are doing, he offers to Krishna. What is Bhakti Yoga?
Love
offering. Bhakti Yoga is basically you offer it to Krishna first and then you do the activity. Understand? How many of you get that? How many of you didn't get it? Put your hand so I can... Okay. So, Karma Yoga is right, which is what we are doing. Initially, Arjun was confused, whatever, right? So, Krishna was saying, okay, what you do is whatever you are doing, right, you offer it to me, right? And then later on in chapter 18, he says that you do whatever I like. So whatever Krishna likes. Right. Now I'll give you an example. It basically comes to words, 2 words. Renunciation and sannyas. You know what is renunciation? You, whatever you have, you offer it, you renounce it. Right? So if you don't have it, can you renounce it? Make sense? So you have to have it to renounce it. So you work for the activity, you are attached to the activity, whatever you are doing, you are attached to the result. But before you use it, you offer it to Krishna. Right? What sannyas is that you have offered it to Krishna first, right? It is his and we act for it. So sannyas is not a position, my sweet. Sannyas is a mentality, right? We can be a sannyas in any of the ashrams. You can be a sannyas when you are brahmachari, agrastha, avanapras, or when you are in the sannyas. Sannyas order is basically when you come to that stage, then you can offer everything to Krishna, right? Nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to Krishna. Whatever I am doing, it is for his pleasure, right? So, simple example, I've given this a few times, those who might have heard me, it's just a repetition which makes very... For example, you want to eat something, right? Let's say you want to have some potato sabji, right? So you want to eat potato sabji, you go, you peel the potatoes, you cut the potatoes, you chunk the potatoes, you cook the potatoes, and you eat it, right? So activity is... You peel it, you cut it, you cook it, and then you eat it. Now what is that? That's Karma Yoga. Right? Activity, and you accepted it for yourself. Right? Now you do the same thing. Right? Peel the potatoes, you cut it, you cook it, you offer it. Then you eat it. So what has become? That karma, it becomes Karma Yoga. Because you have linked it to Krishna. Does that make sense? Has the activity changed? Right? But the result has changed because you have offered it to Krishna. The third is, you look at Krishna, it's cold, you know he's hungry, and now it's 4 o'clock, he's just come from looking after all the cows, and he says, okay, what do we do? You go to the kitchen, there's potatoes there. Said, okay, let's make something out of the potatoes. Peel it, cut it, cook it, and offer it. Right? So what is the difference there?
One point. You have to put spices on the food.
Now you don't have to put spices, you have to put bhakti, love. Spices automatically comes there. Right? So what happens is basically, you can cook potatoes without spices. Right? How many of you like chips? Right? So basically what I'm saying is, activity is same, but your consistency is different. One is you're doing it for yourself, the other one is you're doing it for yourself, but you're offering it to Krishna, and the third one you are doing it for Krishna. So the first one is Karma Yoga, right? The other one is renunciation, because you have cooked and you offered to Krishna. So this is, you are doing activity and then offering it to Krishna. And the third one is, you are doing it only for the pleasure of the Lord. Right? So that's sannyas, that's devotional service. Does that make sense? Right. So this is how you do activity. Right. Now, the last one of the relationship is consideration. Right. So if I go and cook something and offer it to Krishna, a little bit of knowledge. For example, when I started joined the Hare Krishna movement, right? So I wanted to know about soul. And first time I went there talking about soul, you know, I said, oh, this is good. So I said, where can I find more about it? So they gave me Bhagavad Gita, right? So it took me 1 week. I used to sit down like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock night after walking, and I read the whole Bhagavad Gita, right? And I understood a little bit of knowledge, right? And it says that patram pushpam phalam toyam. So whatever you eat, you offer it, right? So I knew, okay, we can't offer meat and other things to the Lord, right? So that was clear, right? Because that's our culture, we came from that background, right? But I didn't know onion and garlics were also, that to me, they were vegetables, right? Right? So I offered that. Now, people might say that is wrong, right? But my mood was to offer it to Krishna. Now, the place where I was living, in Fiji, what they do is, I'm from Fiji, by the way, right? They have, when they, somebody dies, they just bury people all over the place. They don't have a particular cemetery, right? So basically, by the river sites, they have all these places, right? And my house where I was staying was by the riverside, right? Okay? So it was a bit kind of weird place, right? But you get used to it because you're always living in those kind of situations, right? And what we used to notice there, that whatever we cook, after we leave it overnight, everything goes bad. Just like if you make rice, right? If you leave it for 5-6 days, you know, it gets like gluggy kind of thing. It happens like this every overnight. Basically, when they said that something bad touches it, that's what basically happens, right? So it was going on like this, okay? We are used to it, that's what happens, right? But when I started offering, everything changed. Right? Nothing would go bad. And this was with onion and garlic. Right? And I realized the taste was even much, much better. Right? This is 30 years ago, but I still remember that. Right? And then later on I realized that, okay, we don't use onion and garlic. Right? So the next thing was, first thing what I was doing with the limited knowledge. Right? But now, the consideration came into the picture. I was considering what Krishna likes in and what doesn't like it. So he doesn't like this, then we offer it. Right. So when we have a relationship, right, and we are not considerate of the relationship, right? We don't consider. This is I'm talking about every husband, wife, whatever relationship it is, right? Now, for example, the wife says you get attracted to a girl, right? And you said, okay, have inspiration, you get attachment, you finally talk to her, right? And you said, okay, let's go for lunch or something. So you take her for lunch, it's a nice thing, but you go to a Chinese restaurant, right? And then while you're having there, she says, I don't really like Chinese right now. Okay? Okay, you love Chinese, right? So next time you call her, let's go to a restaurant, right? Now there's two choices, you know. She says, I'm like Vedic, so you said, go to an Indian restaurant, right? Or you say, no, I like Chinese, so I'll like take her to Chinese restaurant. Now she goes there and she says, what does she think? He's not considerate. No consideration means no attachment. No attachment means no inspiration. No inspiration means no relationship. You see how fast everything falls down? It takes ages, years to build a relationship. But if you're not considerate, of what the other person likes, then the whole thing breaks. Right? So what? This is what sacrifice is. Sacrifice is to do something that you really don't want to do. Right? And this is what all relationship is all about. You are trying to please the other person. And the more you do, the more the other person appreciates, the stronger your relationship. The more considerate you are in your relationship, the stronger it gets. Right? So, we want to build a relationship with Krishna. So, we have to find about Krishna. What does he like? Right? Now, how do you know what he likes?
Yeah.
You hear about it. You ask somebody who knows about him. And who knows Krishna better than anybody that we know of? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada knows Krishna better than anybody else. And where has Prabhupada told us? In his books. So if you read your books, you know about Krishna. The more you know about Krishna, then you can do more according to it. What is Shastra? What is scriptures? Words of Krishna. It's not only words of Krishna, it's things that Krishna likes. That's what he put it in there. So if you follow the scriptures, if we follow whatever the acharyas has told us, because then understand Krishna, and then we can actually get closer to him. Then we can be more considerate to him. Does that make sense? Right? Here he's talking about these 9 gates, you know. It's no difference. We have got a material body. When you go to the spiritual world, what does Krishna have? Does he have a similar body? Does he have 2 ears? Does he have 2 eyes? Does he have a mouth? Right? Body is similar. The only difference is his body is spiritual and our body is material. So what is the difference? What is the difference between spiritual and material? How does something become material? Because we know that this energy of Krishna is one. Right? So how does Yogmaya transform into Mahamaya? What is the difference? It's the same energy. So if it is connected to Krishna, it's Yogmaya. If we, in our consciousness, disconnected to Krishna, and it's all about ourselves, then it is Mahamaya. So while you are in this spiritual, in the material world, you can transform this body into the spiritual body. This is why acharyas, what do? We do their samadhi because their body has been spiritualized, because their body is 100% in Krishna consciousness. That is the only difference. It is us. So when you actually connect everything to Krishna, then you come under the control of Yogmaya. When you are thinking about yourself, then you come under the control of Mahamaya. When you are under the control of Yogmaya, there is no karma, there is no sins, nothing. When you are doing things for yourself, then you incur the consequence of it. There's pious activities and there's sinful activities. And it's that simple. So what we should do is try to live our life in such a way that we can start connecting everything to Krishna. That's the main thing. So our consciousness should be kept on going. Okay, now I was just talking about the form and the quality. So you start looking at qualities in a thing, right? Build this mind, right? Okay, what am I looking here? Okay, anything. I'm sitting on this. Why am I sitting on this? What's the quality of this?
Stable position,
right? It is soft. So what is the softness? Where does the softness come from? Krishna. Now stable. Where does the stability come from? Krishna. Then all of a sudden you can start seeing Krishna everywhere. What is the difference between us and Prahlad Maharaj? Right? Prahlad Maharaj not only saw the kamba, you know, the post. What did he saw? Krishna in there. Right? Because he was seeing the quality of Krishna. He was seeing everything. So where does the Brahman come from? Krishna. This is all made of Brahma. So where is it coming from? So there is nothing in this world that we cannot link it to Krishna. And if you start seeing this way, then everything becomes Krishna consciousness. Then we see that we are not this body, we are the soul. Then we start treating everybody in our spirit. Whom does the soul belong to? If you want to be considerate of Krishna's relationship, would you be disrespectful to one of his living entities? Doesn't make sense? So then the body doesn't matter, whether it's American, Australian, boy, woman, girl, doesn't matter. We are all souls. We are all part of Krishna. We are all of his children. So we're going to start respecting everybody like that. And then you can see Krishna everywhere. Everywhere you see part of Krishna. Then everything changes. Your whole consciousness changes. And this is the level we have to get to. So start doing it on a slowly. Right, just practice one thing. Okay, let me see. Everything I see, I get attracted to it. I like it. Right? What am I looking for? Krishna. Because it's Krishna's quality there. Right? I like this clothes. What is in there? It's Krishna. Right? And then you start seeing it. Then eventually you can see Krishna everywhere. Simple? Not that simple. That's why we say we do sadhana. What does sadhana mean?
Practice.
So we have to practice. We have to practice slowly, 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 slowly. And what is the best way to practice? Change. You have to be among those who are practicing. Right? So you help. The other person helps. You learn one thing every day. We say, okay, we have... want to have association of devotees. What does association of devotee really mean? You just come and give him a hug? You just sit next to that person?
Like-minded people. Like-minded.
Yeah. So what do you want to get from devotees? Yes, you need to learn from them. Right? You get knowledge to them. Hey Prabhu, I read this. I didn't understand this bit, you know. Or can you talk about more about this, you know? Otherwise, you go there and say, hey, how's the house going? Or you put the car, you know, how's the car going? You know, did you buy your house? Or how's the job going? It's just mundane talk. So when you have an association of a devotee, you talk about Krishna or things that's most important to you. Right? Because you don't know when you're going to meet that person again or not. Right? Krishna has given us a certain amount of things. That is our quota. And then in that quota is this body. Right? This body is with us, which is Brahman, right? Which is Krishna's energy for a certain period of time. Now, how you use it is up to you. According to our previous karma, according to our previous desire, we get a particular body. And we go in a particular environment. You know what I mean? A field, right? So, we are here now. There's so many people in Melbourne, right? There is a temple here, right? There are so many people who are devotees, right? Some chose to be here, some chose to be sleeping at home, or some have chosen to do something else. Right? So that choice is yours. Krishna has created the situation, right? You come here, what do? You take prasadam. Or you can save prasadam, right? You go upstairs. Everybody sits in, right? There's no one to save prasadam. Right? What is more important? Serving. Right? Activity is more important. Because without activity, there is no relationship. Without endeavors, there is no relationship. You know? The yogis sit down in place and in one place and they think of Krishna, you know. But there is no activity. There is no relationship. Make sense? You're just looking at it. You're admiring it. I'm looking at it. Oh, this person is very nice, you know. But if I don't act anything, the relationship does not build. I look at a person, I look at a house, I look at a car, oh, this is very nice, you know. So this is santiras. You're just admiring. So you look at Krishna and you say, oh, he's very nice, you know. Dress is very nice, you know. But if you don't act, right, you don't do anything to please him, then the relationship does not build. So this is not something that we are only talking about Krishna consciousness. This is something on a day-to-day basis. Right? So if you can see that the whole family you have got, right? Your wife, your kids, husband, parents, these are all Krishna's people. They are all Krishna's children. Then you start treating them differently. Right? You treat them according to their nature. Right? If they are devotees, you treat them like devotees. If they are atheists, then treat them like atheists. Right? There is nothing wrong with them. But in knowledge you should know who they are actually. They are all? Is soul ever fallen? Soul is pure. Right? Because we are stuck in this body, right? Then we are conditioned. But the soul is always pure. Right? So if you look at the level of the soul, then you can engage everybody. This is why, you know, when you have different natures, right, you can only walk according to your nature. Krishna says you should walk according to your nature. Right? In Bhagavad Gita, you should do your duty according to your nature. If you are a Sudra, you walk like a Sudra, right? If you are a Vaishya or Kshatriya or Brahman, you act accordingly, right? But as a devotee, regardless you are a Sudra or whichever level you are, you all can do devotional service. Why is that? Because devotional service is the nature of the soul. It's nothing to do with the body. So anybody can do devotional service.
Constitutional nature.
Yeah, so it's the spiritual nature. It's the constitutional nature of the soul. So when you are looking at the level of the soul, you can engage anybody in devotional service. Right? Nobody wants to be a Sudra. Right? That's another thing, you know. It's, oh, I'm a Brahman. Everybody wants to be a Brahman, you know. You know, some people want to be a Vaishya so they can earn money, right? But who are we? What is our nature? Huh? When you ask people what they are, a lot of people are confused what they are. Huh? It's very simple. Do you work for somebody? You got a job? You are a Sudra. That's it. Huh? You might come and do Brahminical job even when you are at the temple, right? But your nature is Sudra. You know? Some people are business minded, okay? If they own the business, right? They're vicious. Right? People who are like full time in the temple, right? They're doing service there. They're Brahminical nature, simple as that. So you walk according to your nature. If you don't know yourself, then how can you do anything? If you got the foundation wrong, right? And then you say, okay, what is wrong? Right? Krishna says that the Sudras are the feet of Krishna. Right? Brahmans are the head, right? Vaishyas are the arms, am I right? Okay?
Thighs
and? So, these are all different parts of Krishna. If he doesn't have the legs, can he move? So, he needs all these parts, right? So, you should not feel bad about any of this. I'm a Sudra. Right? Just engage that in Krishna service. And being Sudra is good because higher you are, the more pride comes in. The lower you are, said the higher you are, the harder you fall. The lower you are, right? So the main thing is that this body is given by Krishna and it is, Prabhupada has given us an opportunity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us an opportunity to get out of this material. Right? So let's use this in Krishna's service. Try to think of Krishna all the time. How do you see, think of Krishna? Naam, Roop, Gun and Leela. Right? So if you start seeing all the qualities of Krishna, then that's the Brahman realization. You are trying to look for Krishna. Right? Roop, Krishna, himself. So you have to understand what Krishna looks like. How is he standing? What is he dressing? Right? What is he wearing? You know, how, what kind of garments is? How long is his hands? What are the marks on his feet? How do you know he is Krishna? If somebody comes and tells you, I am Krishna, he said, okay, show me your feet. Have you got all those marks there? Are in the right places? If you are not, he said, no, you are not God, you are a dog. You know? So you have to know that. Right? If you don't know him, if you are in Vrindavan, you see the footprints and you want to know where Krishna is gone. How do you know where is he gone? By the footprints, right? So you have to know what it looks like to follow. Right, so you should meditate on this. While you are chanting, you can meditate, you know. One of the symbols on Krishna's feet is a sankh, you know. What does sankh mean? You know? Why does the feet have a sankh on there? Right? Because, just like those who just, we have seen people doing aarti, right? So when you offer the lamp, what comes after that? We offer the? Come on, Brahmins.
Water.
Water. Where does the water, what is the water in? In the conch, right? The sun, you know. So that means that just like there's a fire, right? What do you take the fire off with? Water. So the fire of material existence can be eliminated by the water that is in the sun. So that's what Krishna is trying to do. If you take shelter of my feet, all your material anxieties, all your material desires, everything will be destroyed. So you have to understand this, then you can meditate on it. How many symbols are there on Krishna's feet? Don't say, put your hands up. How many of you know?
19.
So we want to go to Krishna. We have to be considerate. We have to understand about him. We have to build a relationship. If you don't know him, how can you build a relationship? Okay. Any questions? Any comments? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Vani, for a very wonderful class. I am hearing of a new Chinese for Guruji to Jasakinanda. Now, my question is, like Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita 9.24, Ananya Shri Dhamma, Yajana Parapaste, Teshami Yuktana, Yog Shema Vayamana. So Krishna is giving us full guarantee that whatever he possess, he will maintain, and whatever we need, he will give. Still, we don't want to go to Krishna. So, how foolish we can be. Now, my question is to you is, how to develop more affinity and relationship with the lotus feet of Krishna? Because you mentioned so many things about Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So how to increase that relationship? I know one thing, chanting the holy name, deity worship, association of devotees, living in a holy place, and reading books, film, half the class, worship. Now, what other things do we need to have better relationship? Because you said in your class, the whole thing, emphasis having great relationship, and earliest and quickest, because we don't know how long we are going to live, because the tradition is not known, and you said we are temporary, and because if we are thinking of body, we are temporary, but if we are thinking of soul,
then you are eternal. Yes. So how long do you live?
How to have intimate relationship with Krishna? This is my question. Intimate.
We already have a relationship with Krishna.
But how?
Right, so the thing is that as I was saying, you know, we have to know about Krishna. The more you know about Krishna, right, the strong our relation can be built on. Right, Krishna has many forms. Right, he has a form of Narayan. What does Narayan has? He has how many arms?
Four
arms, right? And then Krishna has how many arms? Two arms, right? So what you have to understand is, what kind of, which form of Krishna you like? It's the same Krishna. Right? When we see Narsingha, Lord Narsingha there, where does Lord Narsingha there reside? Does he reside in Vaikuntha Dham or does he reside in Golok Vrindavan? In the pillar. Where? Any, how many say he lives in Vaikuntha Dham? How many of you say he lives in Golok Vrindavan? Okay, explain, Prabhu.
What is Nanda Maharaj worships in Lord Shiva?
That's right. Okay, if you see Narasimha lives in Vaikuntha, but the Narasimhadev viewership is the deities of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj's deities are Narasimha deities. Right? So, there are different forms of Krishna. And the forms of Krishna is dependent on what? Yes, Prabhu? Our mood. Krishna is same, right? When the gopis are chastising Krishna, he says, you don't know how to deal with women. You cut Supranaka's nose. Right? Nose, right? They don't say, oh, when you were in another form, you know. They say, no, you did it. To them, he's the same person. And Krishna is the same person. But because of our mood, he takes different forms and he has different places so you can go there. So when you are in Dwarka, for example, the mood is completely different. It's all in reverence. Right? The queen, who is Radharani in Dwarka? Satyabhama. So there's the same devotees who come from there, but the mood is different there, and they serve the Lord according to his mood. There everybody knows Krishna is God. When Krishna is walking in Dwarka, he walks in 400 arms, right? With four hands. He walks in Narayan form. But when he is in Golok Vrindavan, he's 200 forms, right? And what is the gopas are saying? You know? You lost the fight. And the deal was in the beginning that whoever loses has to carry the other one. So now you become a horse. You have to carry me. Gadabano, Gorabano, you know? And Krishna says, no, I'm God, I'm the... He said, I don't care about that, you know. You want to play in the game? You want to be part of the game? Gorabana. Become a horse. And carry me. And Krishna says, no. So he said, okay, you are out of the game. After a while, Krishna says, I want to play. He says, okay, become a horse. Then he becomes a horse and he carries them. So there's different moods. And the mood is dependent on the devotees. So first thing you have to know, what you are attracted to. Because you say, I want to go to India. Okay, let's go to Mumbai. Let's go to Mayapur. Let's go to Vrindavan. There's so many options, right? But if you don't know where you want to go to, what happens? You don't go anywhere, right? You go to Melbourne Airport and you say, hey, okay, give me a ticket, man. So where you want to go? Oh, just give me a ticket. Where are you going to go? Now you get in the car and you keep driving. Do you know where you're going to get into? But if you know where you want to get to, then you can start planning accordingly. So, the first thing is, how do you know? How do you want to? Then you have to find out where you want to go. Right? Your thing was, when I asked you, you said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if that's where you want to go, then you find out about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he does, what he likes to eat, what is his activity, what times he gets up, what he does during that time. It's all in the scriptures. If you want to know about Krishna, if you really want to know about Krishna, right, then get qualified. Then you read the Astakala Lila. You know what that is? Krishna's eight times, pastimes, you know. Right, but you have to qualify to read that. What time Krishna gets up? What time Krishna gets up? 3:26. Right? Different books are slightly different. So around that time in the morning. Right? What time Krishna goes to sleep?
10:00.
What time Krishna goes to sleep? He goes to sleep at 2 in the morning. So that's why I said that some people sleep and somebody wake up, you know. Right? So this thing, because Ras Lila goes around that time, then the Ras Lila finishes and then Krishna takes a nap, right? Then the gopis wake him, you know, at 3:26. The whole Leela goes till 6 o'clock when Krishna gets home, right? 6 to 8:26, he's with his parents taking bath, milking the cows, right? Then he goes out with his cowherd friends, right? Until 8:34, 8:36, around there. Then he goes to be with the gopis at Radhakund, right? Till 3:26 in the afternoon. And then he comes back, you know, brings the cows back, you know, and then 6 o'clock, then same thing, 6 to 8:30, he's with the parents. They're doing some dramas and things for him, for his entertainment, dance thing is going, right? Then he goes to sleep, or so they think, and he sneaks out at 10, about 10 o'clock, 10:30, and he goes to meet the gopis and has a dance. Right? So if you want to know which part of it you want to know, okay, do you want, you are attracted to the Bal Leela. So if you are attracted to the Bal Leela, which part do you want to know? The part they are with Yashoda Maya and Nanda Maharaj. Make sense? So first thing you have to know, but it's very hard, right, to know, because we are not there yet. Right? So the more you get, the more you change, right? Cheto Darpanam Majanam. So our consciousness get purified, right? What is our consciousness full of? What is our consciousness covered with? Desires, right? All these material desires. So the more you change, the more desires goes away, right? So there's a mirror and it's full of dust. The more you clean, what do you see? Yourself, right? And who is with the soul? The super soul. So you start seeing both of them. Then you can see what your relationship is, right? And then you can actually start getting to know him more and start building that relationship on. So we are not there yet, right? So the first thing what you should do? Sadhu Sangha. Then you do Bhajan Kriya, right? And then you take initiation, basically. You take an initiation, right? What does initiation do? Guru destroys all your karma and everything. Then you are now in a parampara. Parampara is the mercy of the whole disciplic session is coming through Guru to you. Now everything magnifies by millions of million times faster. What you do on your own is very little, but now with everybody's mercy, everything, right? So what, rather than living millions of more lifetime here, this could be your lifetime, final lifetime here, right? But then you have to surrender. You have to do what they tell you to do, right? And slowly, when you come to the level, then you'll understand everything. But by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has, what does he say? Gopi Bhartu? Right? So we are servant of the gopis, right? And he also says, we are Rupa. So who is Rupa Goswami? In Krishna Leela? Rupa Manjari. Who is it? What's her position? She is a maid servant of Radharani. So according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's the way he is trying to put us in there. The six Goswamis are all Manjaris. These are all maid servants of Radharani. Their position even is higher than Krishna Radharani Sakhis. Because Radha Sarani, when you are friendship, you can only be with the person for a certain. But when you are a servant, an intimate servant, you are with them at all the time. So you can actually know everything. Now you might say, okay, is that it? Are we there? Why? You know? There's a reason why we are in ISKCON. There are millions of planets. Right? And there are different pastimes going on at this time. In some planet, there's Ram Lila going on, right? Some places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Some place is, you know, Krishna Lila is going. Somewhere, Lord Narsingha is doing his stuff, right? So it's all going. There's a reason why we are here at this time, in this movement, with ISKCON. This is not chance. Nothing happens by chance. Right? Why we get so attracted to Krishna here? Now why we are so attracted to Srila Prabhupada? Make sense? There is a reason behind it. So walk on it. Pray to Prabhupada. How many of you touch Prabhupada's feet every time you come here? You go home. It's Indian culture, you know. How many of you touch your parents' feet? Put your hands up. I want to see. Right? How many of you touch Prabhupada's feet? This is our right. Put your head to Prabhupada's feet. You can take the stairs or you can take the lift. You can make it quick or you can take longer time. And if you don't think he is yours, then don't touch it. Just because you are here all the time, that doesn't mean that, no, I know him so well. Brajbasis are different, they can be accepted. Does it make sense? Right? So make Prabhupada our own. He's our Prabhupada. He's my Prabhupada. Right? If you have ownership, then you fight for the person. You have got your kids playing in the street. Right? Neighbors' kids are playing in the street. Whom do you go and ask them to come back home? Tell the neighbor's kid? Why? You tell your own kid. Because it's ownership. Does that make sense? Because they are yours. So Prabhupada is our Prabhupada. Radha Ballabha is our Radha Ballabha. So unless you have ownership, how can you build a relationship? Relationship means there's a relationship. He's yours. So once you do that, then the rest will know. Come automatically. Forget about Krishna. He's too far away. Prabhupada is here. So, if you really want to know Krishna, then make Prabhupada yours. And it's very easy to get. It's more easy to get that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's more easy to get than Nityananda Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
As you said, the word activity can only change. You go to Calcutta and find a rickshawala, rickshaw puller, and you ask him, what do you do? He says, I'm a Brahmana. So he says, I don't believe. So he puts out in Geneva, in red. And then he says, so, as you said, religion can only change, but our consciousness can not change. You get probably fixed.
No, our consciousness changes. Problem now is we got material consciousness. We have to change it to Krishna consciousness. That's why we are here. It's not because of our body. It's because of our consciousness. That's why we are here.
Absolutely.
Right? And just because you say who you are, doesn't mean you are. So first thing is, if you don't have your correct identity, you think you are a Brahman when you are doing a job of a Sudra, then you got the whole thing wrong. Right? Simple. Do you work for yourself? The question is now. Let's say whether what you are, you know. Are you a Brahmachari? Right? Are you married? If you are married, you are a Grihastha. Are you a Vanaprastha? Were you married? And you are not married now? Yes. Have you left everything and actually devoted fully to Krishna consciousness? You know, no desire to... You are a sannyasi. It's very simple. But we try to make it difficult, you know. We try to think, you know, I'm more than what I am actually is. But that's all manati. This is all the impressions we have from our previous lives and things like that. These are the samskar that comes with that. These are the desires that are on the mirror of our consciousness. So by chanting sincerely, without committing offenses, in the association of devotees, right? So when we do kirtan, I've seen this, you know. Sometimes people do kirtan, there's a kirtan going on and people are doing their own japa. That's not right. You should take part in the kirtan. Why is kirtan more powerful than japa? You know kirtan is more powerful than your own japa, right? This is sankirtan. So you should take part in that. You know, it's 100 times more powerful, you know. You chant Maha Mantra together with one person is dying, once with the whole group of pure devotees, you know. It's like doing one round. Once. Right? So this is how you make. The question is, I always, when I join the movement, I ask the devotees, what's the fastest way to make improvement? You know, I'm a lazy man. I don't like to work hard. But he said, you know, you can work hard or you can work smart. You know. So they told me, he said, the best way is to save devotees. And this is one reason I got into the kitchen, because I realized that the best way to make the devotees happy is through their stomach. You give them nice prasadam, they're always happy. Right? There's different ways. Serving prasadam, you know, just asking Prabhu, how are you? Can I give you, get you something, you know? When a devotee becomes happy, Krishna becomes happy. When a devotee gets upset, then what happens? That's called Vaishnava Prabhu. You know, we people try to go and touch somebody's feet, you know. For example, they're trying to show that they're so humble, you know. Right? But the other person gets upset. What have you done? Right? You have just offended him. So how are you going to get the benefit? So you should be very considerate of what you do. Make sense? Any other questions? Any other comments? Yes, Prabhu?
Shruti Chari was here. He was servant of Srila Prabhupada's. And initial part, he was saying, I don't want to bow down in front of you, Srila Prabhupada. So he thought, he said, well, keep doing religious practice. And even if you're chanting is bad, doesn't matter. Keep on doing, and one day will teach you.
That's what sadhana is, you know. You don't know how to cook in the beginning, right? You make chapatis, you know. First time I made chapatis, I didn't put enough water there, you know. And they were hard. You know, even you put it in hot tea, it wasn't even getting soft. You, it was like frisbee, you know. I'm not joking, this is the first time I made, you know. And I made it for my father because he came over, you know. And he felt so bad, he said, this is what my kids are eating, you know. But you keep practicing, you keep practicing, and one day you get it right. You know? That's what sadhana is. That's what means practice. We are here to do practice. Practice in chanting, practicing in seeing devotees. So the most important thing is, we have got a little bit of faith. Next one is sadhu sangha. So if you have association of devotees, then everything changes slowly and slowly. You learn one thing today, right? Then you listen to another class, you learn another thing. Eventually, then you get more. Any other comments? Any questions before we finish? Okay. Shri Gaurinitai ki jai, Shri Radha Vallabha ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Gaur Pramana.